Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me go to Vonna Nolan, who's head of the Dog School Coach at Dogs Trust. Good afternoon to you, Vonna.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I hope I'm pronouncing your first name properly. Is it Vonna?
Exactly, like Donna with a V. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, I kind of figured that. Okay, well, we wanted to talk to you because obviously you've issued advice to owners to keep their little pooches safe over the Halloween period. And I know because my own dog, going back many years ago, we used to have to bring her to the vet to get her an injection, like a sedative, because she got so stressed out at Halloween. She would sit there actually shaking for the whole weekend of Halloween. It was terrible.
Well, that is a kind of an option for people. I do think even the sedative and everything you can get from your vet, that's one thing, but I think it's treating the symptom and not the cause. So there is training you can do in conjunction with us.
Okay.
Yeah, so absolutely. There are brilliant things you can absolutely start doing today. No time like the present, with dogs of any age, shape or size. If you kind of start to do little things, so we always say, let's kind of desensitize them to the sound.
Right.
So we have a lovely SoundCloud on our website at the moment. So just go on to dogstrust.ie/Halloween and you have little snippets of firework noises.
Okay.
And what you can do, literally the lowest volume that your phone or television can produce, you're just going to play that while you're in the room and maybe play with your dog and let them just kind of listen to it. But if your dog reacts, okay, you've gone, it's too loud, so we just turn it down. And then each day from now up until Halloween, increase that volume little by little, always associating it with something really nice that your dog likes. Could be a tuggy toy or a game of hide and seek or chase. Could be food, depending.
A treat or something like that. Yeah, be giving them treats when they're going on. Yeah.
Absolutely. But if your dog does start to bark or hide or shake or show they're uncomfortable, right, just bring it back to square one, push the reset button, and we can really build that up. But the night itself is a very different thing.
Yeah, I know. And you know, not only do those fireworks be loud, they tend to shake the windows and all sorts of things. And I don't know what it is about fireworks and dogs, because they're good at dealing with other noises. When you bring them out on the street, they can deal with traffic noises, they can deal with people shouting, all that. But it's just fireworks seem to affect them really badly. And I know a lot of people, their dogs are in the same position. Why is that?
If you look at a firework, so there's three stimuli going on. So you've got, number one, the big noise, which could come in two parts, the big squeak and then the bang. You've got the visual, which is all the sparkly stuff we like to see as humans. And then you've also got scent. And we have to think our dogs' noses are so strong, we can smell fireworks in the air. So think about all that going on in your dog's brain. It's just
an
overload.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're, like I would always say, if you get fireworks, we never know when they're going to happen either. They're very unpredictable. Unless you're doing the fireworks yourself, you can kind of control that, but you can't control what other people do. So the big tip is to really keep them in a room that's nice and dark. We have lovely mood music available on the website as well. You can put on an audio book to kind of keep them calm. Make a den for them or a little fort like you did when you were a kid. Don't know if you ever made a fort.
I did, yes. We used to make them with a sheet and some pegs.
Exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Exactly the same for your dog. And some dogs will look for reassurance. I don't know about your own dog, but they might come and they might be quite clingy. But some dogs actually want to walk away and go and hide. Like my dog goes under the bed. That's his little safe place and no one touches him there.
Yeah.
No one speaks to him there. It's his little private place and he loves that. And same with
my
other girl.
Do need their space every now and again where they just want to be in their own, don't they? I mean, they're like us, I suppose, in that sense, that we just want to be in our own every now and again. Get away from me. I mean, after all, they think like us as well. In relation to, I suppose, you know, the dogs that you just, is there ever a lost cause? In other words, I mean, you can try, but the dog is just going to be terrified at Halloween. There's nothing you can do. You know, so in my situation, that's now obviously I didn't do the training part that you've just told us all about now. It's a bit late now, but I didn't do it at the time. So the only thing was with this injection, which I'm assuming was something like Valium for dogs or something like that. I don't know, but
yeah,
I know she was grand. She was very chilled out for the weekend. So she did a lot of sleeping. So I'm assuming that's the last resort then, is it?
It is, but again, any dog, like, I know there's the old phrase, you can't train an old dog new tricks, or teach an old dog new tricks. You can. My older girl, Indy, is hitting 16 now, and she learns new things every day.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But you, I think even putting in training, not every training method is going to work for every dog. They're individuals.
Yeah.
So there's different methods of doing things. So try everything, but you have to try it for certain periods of time. You can't expect things to happen overnight with dogs. You know, same with kids, really, in that sense. You know, things take time, like toilet training or anything like that. But if you probably on Halloween will notice kind of unusual behaviours that don't happen day by day.
By the way, if you have a dog, because my son recently adopted a dog. He was fostering the dog for a year and now he's adopted the dog, right? But when he got this dog, the dog was 11 years old, was quite nasty, quite vicious. It had been badly treated. And now the dog, I was terrified. It's a little Yorkshire Terrier. And I was actually terrified of it because he used to pin me into the corner when I met it first. But now it's grand, but still a little bit unpredictable, right? I mean, is there any way to kind of knock that out of a dog? If somebody has a dog that's a bit nippy, bit bitey, bit a little bit aggressive, is there any way of knocking that out? Because sometimes we will adopt dogs or we will, you know, foster a dog or whatever it happens to be. So is there any way of knocking that out of a dog?
Gosh, Niall, I have one myself who I fostered, vocational hazard, I would say, working in Dogs Trust.
Yeah.
But, and he was very much like your son's dog. Learned behaviours. If a dog learns that things, if they're scared of something, for instance, so my little dog, he doesn't like certain things, so he knows if he barks or bites, the bad thing goes away. So they've learned that to stop it, but you've got to teach them a different behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we don't go to our trainers necessarily. We actually seek out a behaviour practitioner or a behaviour consultant.
Right.
So behaviourists are a bit more like, you know, we're like trainers, we're GPs, and then we send you on to a specialist, which is a behaviourist in the dog training world. Medication, ask your vet. There are options, but that, again, is a last resort. We really want to retrain the dog. So it is starting from square one. But yes, you never give up.
And I know you mentioned you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Is essentially what you're saying. Because my son's dog was 11 when they got it. I think she's 12 now, and she's fine. Now, mind you, as I said, there's still moments where I'm on the sofa and she's looking straight in my face and I'm going, is she going to suddenly turn in a second? But she seems happy enough. She was so bad at the start when they brought her to the dog groomer. My son Curtis says to me, this is just not going to work. The dog groomer is not going to be able to handle her. And I said, well, they've told you to bring her to the dog groomer. Bring her to the dog groomer. He brought her. The dog groomer rang him 5 minutes later. You better come back and get her. She's not letting us near her. This dog is a terrorist. But anyway, but there are dogs like that are more difficult than others, I imagine, because, as you said, it's a learned behaviour. But getting back to Halloween, so the trick is, between now and then, try to expose your dog to these noises, you know, slowly but surely, and getting louder and louder and louder. Distract them by doing something else, either feeding them or hugging them or playing with them or doing something else that they like, and that hopefully will help the situation when it comes to Halloween.
Absolutely, but start like now, because then you're prepping for New Year's, so you mightn't get it right this time, but by New Year's you probably will. And if anyone needs support, like, it's all there on the website, dogstrust.ie/Halloween. It's all there.
And just finally, in relation to, obviously there was a problem during COVID, a lot of people got dogs during COVID, sadly wanted to get rid of them again after the COVID and they were back in work again.
Yes.
Is that problem still ongoing or is it getting worse or better?
We have seen a slight improvement, but it's very, very slight. Like in 2020, we had maybe about 3,000 surrenders. But as of July this year, we had well and above that. I think it was nearly kind of hitting 3,500. So where it is now, it is on the increase, but we're still kind of unstable, so we're still monitoring those figures. But it definitely is a pertinent issue for us.
Well, hopefully that'll come down, those figures will come down. Well, listen, thank you very much, Lee, for joining us and that good advice today. It's Savannah Nolan, who's head of Dog School Coach at Dogs Trust. And as she said, you can get all the information from dogstrust.ie.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.